Imagine you are a woman living under a dictatorial system. It is 1973 in Spain. Franco has led the country since 1939. After the nationalist victory in the Spanish Civil War, a full 34 years. He will pass away in 1975, but you don't know yet. You don't yet know this. You live under a political system where all the ways to get some kind of personal empowerment has been swept aside by different educational strategies by the dictatorship. You feel constrained in your body and in your daily life. You are 23 years old, you have studied fine arts, and you do not agree with the way art is taught at the university. You do not have much contact with the exterior of your country due to the censorship. However, you live in Barcelona and there is a vibrant but a small artistic community. You are interested in making experiences as a form of artistic practice to test your relation to the world around you. One of these experiences is to cover yourself with natural materials. Imagine you are walking with a friend in the area of Sabadell, Barcelona, your hometown, and you see a pile of stones. You say to your friend, "Can you cover me with these stones and make me some photographs?" So you lie on the pile of stones, and your friend begins to put the stones on your feet. Covering you little by little. Your body is still, but you feel the small movement of your feet through the weight of the stone. Then your friend places more stones on your legs until you are covered to the hips. Then to your neck. You only feel the weight of the stones and the breeze from the air. Your eyes are closed. You can feel the shape of your body through the perception of the stones pressing upon you. Then you get covered totally. After this, with the impulse of your own body, you uncover yourself. How would you feel being covered by stones? What would be the effect on your body? How would it feel to free of this material? How does this kind of corporeal action help you to gather knowledge about yourself and the world and initiate a reconstitution of your body under the repressive and dictatorial system in which you had lived your entire life? My doctoral project examined the work of Fina Miralles, a Catalonian artist born in 1950 under this repressive system. It looked at how she developed an artistic, personal, and intense work regarding the body between 1972 and 1976. The body being the specific place where this restrictive system marked its traces, but also the space where the emancipatory pedagogical system could be developed through corporeal dynamics. My current work in progress is to make a documentary that shows this research process. What was emancipatory or liberatory about Fina Miralles' bodywork process and my own research journey? This is the question that animated my turning to Fina Miralles' corporeal work. It animated how I saw as the feminist politics of resistance forms of constraint, oppression, and exploitation that I wanted to flesh out in my dissertation. And it animated me to think about how and why the materiality of these processes were liberatory. What might feminist political action look like when it is not overly revolutionary, nor even public? How does this form of political action value the body as a site for learning? How I could understand these practices as tools for self-transformation? How is this a different manner of liberatory practice? In the process of this research, I asked myself, how can I engage with her bodywork? How can my methodology be coherent with a research question that centers on corporeal dynamics? Could I develop a tactile and corporeal sense of her practice in and through my research? In order to answer these questions, influenced by research creation methods, by Haraway's situated knowledges, by practices of autoethnography, and by the focus on a phenomenological aspect of research itself, I built a vocabulary and lexicon that came from observing closely and feeling in a haptic way the traces of the performances. My data also led the way, the notebooks of Fina Miralles, our hanging out during fieldwork and after, the traces of the performances, photographs, and Super 8 films, and the coding emerged for these pieces and the fieldwork. I was not so much imposing codes as listening to the data and to my own body experience. The first time I met Fina Miralles, she explained the importance of visual images and movement for her personal process. She told me that at the end of 1970s, she suffered a very intense personal crisis. She did not feel her body, and she did not have the strength to exist. Her mind built an image of this state. It was as if she had a wall behind her and a cliff in front of her. A voice inside said, "Jump." She said, quote, "I thought I was going to die, but I jumped and I survived and I really started to live, to be in my body," end of quote. I remember hearing this story in this encounter with Fina Miralles as an intense experience. It was as if I was witnessing a performance. While this was a command that Fina Miralles gave to herself, was also experienced as an imperative to me. I remember feeling in my body the sensations of almost preparing to jump. In hearing the statement, "jump," I couldn't help but brace my body to take a leap. It was then when our relationship started. I visited Fina Miralles in Cadaqués, where she lives now, and performed long interviews with her. Some of them filmed by local filmmaker Ivo Vinuesa. My training as a psychologist and psychotherapist working with women victims of gender violence shaped the approach I used in this research. I used my skills in interviewing, listening, observation, and empathy, as modes of doing art historical research and analysis of body performance. My own experience as an artist pushed me to develop a research creation approach to this investigation. During fieldwork in summer 2016, I re-performed two pieces by Fina Miralles. One of them was recent, The Return, 2012, and the other was from 1975, A Person in Relation with a Tree. As a research creation method, the recreation of the work was a particular manner of unpacking my research question, to place and move my body in the same ways as Fina Miralles did, was a procedure to gather information about her performance in a manner that would have not been available through words, descriptions, observation, or visual analysis one. In re-performing them, I gained some insight about the work's liberatory and pedagogical potential. My own performative actions during this research and before created a space of sensorial empathy with Fina Miralles' performances, to see in them potential spaces for bodily awareness. My analysis of Fina Miralles' early works continued to proceed in an embodied manner. It was during my daily life that I had corporeal insights about Fina Miralles' dynamics. For instance, during one of my own bodywork Feldenkrais sessions, where while still on the table, I concluded that from the still body, the artist presents us in her performances, there is a new beginning, like an awakening of the body through the sensorial. Or during one of my swimming sessions at the Olympic pool in Montreal, watching a swimmer jump in an international diving championship. While I observed this jump, my body could feel the sensations of jumping, a somatic, empathic process. Here, and starting from the first physical encounter with Fina Miralles, I realized more deeply the importance, in addition to other strategies, of the perception of my bodily sensations during this research process. By locating the somatic and situating my point of view, I could better unpack the distinct phenomenological, affective, and conceptual perspective of the body actions that I was analyzing. This defined this investigation as one that put my situated knowledge and body in the research, being affected by the process in an embodied way, not only building my own voice through the writing, but actually making the exercise or reconstituting my own body as a woman of the second generation of the Franco dictatorship. I engage the work of Fina Miralles in an embodied way, and I'm inspired by the reading of one of the few art critics of the time, Alexandre Sirisi, that talked about her work as a search and described her methodology as the one of a music composer that offers the score to be played. I saw in her bodily acts a search of the body that she transformed in what I name corporeal scores, offered in a pedagogical way and waiting to be played by the viewer. They were a possibility not only of bodily knowing, but also a feminist liberatory chance emerging in the context of the repressive gender order of the dictatorship. By carefully observing, coding, and writing the pieces selected for my dissertation, I found a sequence that can be perceived as the building of a corporeal agency. It was through the re-performance of her work that I understood how this early work was preparatory and pedagogical for more clearly political work developed later. It seems that Fina Miralles moved first and understood as liberatory and agential after. From the process of moving or transporting matters as an exercise to glean knowledge through movement, moving the sand of the beach to the orchard. Or moving the grass to the sea. Moving the painted snails to a square of Barcelona. The dynamics of covering and uncovering her body. Leaving tracks. Experimenting with various movements. Or entering vigorously in the sea. The act of looking. Or breathing on the top of a hill. Or performing at her home everyday tasks. Looking at the outside and sunlight from a window at home. and eventually walking in the street of Sabadell, Barcelona. The particular ordering in the sequence of the series of performances gave me information about Fina Miralles' corporeal process. By placing myself in her shoes, once again, using the first person to enunciate, I understood that she arrived at this statement. I am alive, I am here, I am a subject, through her own corporeal journey. The body listening to itself is a beautiful image for explaining Fina Miralles' process. Through this and other strategies, such as curating her films, I realized the importance of perceiving my own bodily sensations during this research process. And here resides the way I arrived to this concept of kinesthetic empathy and corporeal agency. Through these pieces, Fina Miralles produced corporeal sensorial knowledge generated from the experience of movement. And this was a transgressive and emancipatory act, even if only temporarily, in the context of the acute body politics restrictions during the Franco dictatorship. My proposal is to show in a documentary the specificity of those kinesthetic exercises and practices that can be instructional for self-knowledge and feminist emancipation.